The Lord be with you. It is good to have you in the Lord's house on this beautiful, cool morning that he has given us. The service is before you in the bulletin. We follow that today. A couple of notes to highlight. We're going to have the carpets cleaned in the hangout and in the narthex tomorrow. So those of you who are good at moving chairs and things around like that a little bit, if we could have some extra hands to empty out the nursery, the narthex, the office, and the study, just to move some furniture out of the way so the carpet cleaners can come in, and the same over in the hangout. If we could do that right after church, that would be very helpful and a great way for us to love our neighbors. Also, our Higher Things kids, young adults, are available to talk about their experience. Just grab them at some point, after church. And I was going to make them get up and give a speech, but that's my job. So talk to them about that. The slideshow's going out there too, some of the pictures from last week as well. But feel free to talk to them about what it was all about and what they learned there. In our prayers today, we are remembering a number of folks with some issues. Pat Novak had her hip replaced. It all went well, and she is at home recovering, so we pray for her. Margaret Steele is coming up with a radiation treatment, so we're praying for her for that. Also, her sister-in-law, Janet, is suffering through stage 4 brain cancer, so we pray for her as well. Robin Sobrero is being placed on hospice care, and so we pray for the Lord's mercy and care upon her. And also Barb Kish's brother, Don, who is having some health issues as well. So they will be in our prayers in addition to those that you see in the grace notes. Also, in a moment of celebration, we give thanks for the wedding of Amos and Joy Crew. Amos is a young man who sits back over here in the corner, been here for a couple of months or so, was pleased to visit with them yesterday and go to their wedding. So we give thanks to God for his gift of matrimony as well today. Let us sing.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap, they have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
Jesus' words today, "Fear not," would be better translated as "stop fearing" or "stop being afraid." Jesus isn't giving a lecture on why you shouldn't feel afraid. He isn't speaking about fear as if it is something that you might feel if the conditions are right. Jesus speaks to those who are afraid right now. "Fear not, little flock. Stop fearing, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Jesus is expanding on his earlier words about the rich man and his barns from last week. But the people that Jesus speaks to don't seem to have anything to worry about. Or do they? Were there any fathers there who feared for the well-being of their daughters? Were there any mothers who felt helpless to do anything but worry about their sons? Maybe you can tell me. So Jesus says to those terrified mothers and those powerless fathers, "Stop fearing." Was there anyone who heard Jesus who had odd things happening in their bodies, things that they couldn't understand, things that they couldn't control? Was anyone facing the uncertainties of serious illness or the fear of a relapse? Maybe you can tell me. And so Jesus speaks to cancer patients and to arthritis sufferers and to everyone who thinks they know what they're going to die of. And Jesus speaks to them today and he says, "Stop fearing." Were poor people listening to Jesus? Or anyone who wondered how to make ends meet? Was there anyone there who was growing older and nearer to death? Was anyone in that crowd worried about their future, of their congregation, or of their job, or of their community? Were there people there who worried about the unknown because they had nothing better to worry about? You tell me. Think about your life and identify that thing or those things that make you worried or afraid. Jesus speaks today, not just 2,000 years ago, but also right here and right now. And Jesus says to you, "Fear not, little flock. Stop fearing, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Beware of feeling worried and afraid. Because fear isn't something that little children experience in the dark of the night only. Fear is a symptom of that deadly disease each and every one of you is afflicted with, the disease of sin. Because fear isn't caused by your situation. Fear is caused by your sin. Fear comes from the inside, not the outside. Fear is the way that your sinful flesh doubts God. As if to say, "I'm not so sure about you, God. I'm not so sure that you're going to take care of me the way that you promised you would." Fear doubts God. Maybe you aren't a loving Heavenly Father after all. So Jesus describes his disciples as having little faith, or micro-faith, to translate it literally. He says this because they are afraid. So Jesus doesn't want you to have micro-faith. Jesus doesn't want you to doubt for one moment that you live completely and continually in the loving care of our God and Father, who has already sacrificed everything for you. He doesn't want you to worry or be afraid at all. And so he says, "Fear not, little flock. Stop fearing, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Those words, stop fearing, come straight from the mouth of your Almighty God and Father. And they are powerful words that accomplish the very thing they command. When Jesus gives this kind of command to paralyzed people, they get up and walk. When Jesus uses those kinds of words to tell the demons to be silent and come out, they have no choice but to obey. This powerful and divine word that comes from our Lord's lips does the very thing it commands. So knowing full well what every single one of your fears is, Jesus says to you today, stop fearing. And then he gives two examples that you can use as constant reminders that you have nothing to fear. Consider the ravens. They don't farm, they don't store food, and yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than those birds. Who can add any time at all to his life by being an anxious worrywart? And if you're not able to do that, why be so anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, he says. They don't work. Yet, Jesus says, even King Solomon, in all of his glory, in all of his splendor, wasn't clothed like one of those flowers. But if God, your Father, clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, tomorrow is fuel for burning, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And don't knock yourself out over what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink, and don't be worried about it. All of the world's nations are after all of these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and all of these other things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock. Stop fearing, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So what about your children? What about your grandchildren? Your Heavenly Father closely watches over the birds, and your children and grandchildren are much more valuable to him than those birds are. What about your health? What about your bank account? What about your living situation? Your Heavenly Father has put a lot of work in the flowers of the field. But as far as he's concerned, you are far more beautiful and far more worthy of his attention than any flower he's ever created, than any mountain he's caused to rise up, than any sunset that he paints in the sky. So fear not, little flock. Stop fearing, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. In other words, it is your Father's overwhelming joy to give you his kingdom. It is his heart's desire to give you his kingdom. It is the whole focus of your Heavenly Father's thinking and his deepest satisfaction to give you his eternal kingdom. Fear not. Stop fearing. For the things that make you worry today will be gone tomorrow. The things that cause you suffering and pain will be allowed to live only for a short time. Each and every worry, each and every uncertainty, each and every fear will stay dead in the tomb when all flesh rises up anew in the resurrection on the last day. The reborn you, the recreated you, you who have been made God's own child, will rise. Everything else stays behind. Your God and your Lord has conquered sin and has conquered death and has conquered hell for your sake. Everything else is well within his care and in his hands. So you are able to live without fear, by faith and in faith, just like all of those heroes of old from the book of Hebrews. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.